Blog Talk Radio.
Tomasini from Spirit Therapy, and I'm Gwendolyn Berry. And what we just did was we invoked, the spirit of feminine nature into our space for this radio show. And every lady aligned with the goddess and Lord knows the witch's chant. That was the witch's chant. It is an invocation of energy and alignment with nature, especially the feminine in nature, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Pardon me. Still getting rid of the bronchitis. So, and you just jump in there anytime you want there, Nicole. I should explain a little bit by declaring my alignment spiritually, fundamentally, through the lens of many cultures. I'm a neo-pagan. And what a neo-pagan is someone who, in their worldview, their personal view, their spiritual nature, in the wholeness of themselves, views nature as both sacred and interconnected. And by nature, I include humanity too. And when you look at things from this perspective, from this worldview, what happens is that you understand that most of the developed world has become divorced from nature. It's a desecration in thought and deed that's going on right now. And, hey, we just had that huge People for Climate Change march in New York, and I say I'm not alone here. There are a lot of people. This is, and what we're discussing today is ecofeminism, and it is a deep ecology, and I'm getting this from a series that has been published over at Paisios, which puts a lot of stuff out from different pagan and neo-pagan sites. The Allergic Pagan is where this is coming from. It's a series called The Branches of the Deep Ecology Tree. And this is what we're going to talk about, is alignment to the goddess and ecofeminism within nature. We've become so disconnected from nature that this rift is really only healing possibilities are only going to come through what we all know to be a profound shift in our collective consciousness. And this is also part of Deep Ecology, the program of it on the planet right now. Susan Griffin is a goddess-aligned author, and in her book, Women and Nature, The Roaring Inside Her, which is a good book, I want to give you a quote, and maybe this gives you a resonance with ecofeminism, and I'm going to quote her. He says that woman speaks with nature, that she hears voices from under the earth, that wind blows in her ears and trees whisper to her, that the dead sing through her mouth and the cries of infants are clear to her. But for him, this dialogue is over. He says he is not part of this world, that he was set on this world as a stranger. He sets himself apart from woman and nature. And that's sort of a little capsule description of patriarchy.
Okay.
Nice.
No commentary from the peanut gallery.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because my perspective, I was just watching the movie The Butler before the show, and I don't know if you've seen it, but it's basically the story of a butler that served through something like six administration and saw during a very turbulent time. Not that now isn't turbulent, but you know. So watching this movement of really, you know, the white man's world and against the black, and also how the women are treated, and then even some of the black men and how they treat their women. So it's and the proven fact to me watching this again was this is how revolution starts. Like, these are all of the same things of peace and love, and you know, but what happens if you come up against their guns? But now we see 50 years later and here we go, you know, it's more of a cycle, it's more of coming together, it's more of this union. There's more of us. We talk to each other quicker thanks to the internet. So you could say it's like the ecology of revolution in a way. You know, here are the seeds that are sown, and sometimes the crop doesn't do so well, and then it springs up, and here comes this, you know. So that's just what I was thinking while you were talking.
That things have to change.
What?
Things have to change. Their time has come.
Right. And, you know, the movement of the people coming together and, you know, the white man doing all these things, and then it takes a white man also who's in somebody to align themselves and go, wait a minute, this is a bad idea, let's not do this. And then, you know, it's like the stream, like carving a new river. It starts with a trickle, and then it becomes an ocean. That's what it feels like. So,
well,
yeah.
In the 1970s and 80s, when feminism was going on, what happened then was there were Three Mile Island. A lot of things happened to the environment at that time. And, of course, the littering campaign started up. And in 1980, the first eco-feminist conference was held at Amherst College, and it was called Women and Life on Earth, Eco-Feminism in the 80s. Yenstra King was one of the organizers of the event, and she declared this in the opening address. It bears down still. We here are part of a growing movement of women for life. We come from the feminist movement, the anti-nuclear movement, the disarmament movement, the holistic health movement. We have come because life on Earth and the Earth itself is in terrible danger. Remember, this was 1980. We're here to say the word ecology and to announce that for us as feminists, it's a political word, that it stands against the economics of the destroyers and the pathology of racist hatred. So that comes to bear on what you were saying. It's a way of being which understands there are connections between all living things, and indeed we are women who are aware of that fact and a flesh of connectedness to it. Feminism and ecology are where politics come face to face with biology and where the spiritual and the political come together. The crisis of this civilization, which has led us to the brink of nuclear annihilation, is spiritual as much as economic. Both the feminists and the ecology movement are deeply cultural and spiritual movements whose principles explode the categories of the political to include the biological on the one hand and the spiritual on the other. And I think you would find probably a lot of agreement with people who marched a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, what you said earlier about just the separation, I mean, that seems to be, if we can get past this idea that there is any such thing as separateness, then it's a whole new ballgame. I mean, it kind of cures everything, the racism, the sexism, the being shitty to the planet, you know. it's really the fundamental part of it, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, and we have to understand where women stand, really. It's ecofeminism is the ultimate wave of feminism, you know. It's the whole graph, in my opinion. And it's in complete contrast to patriarchy, which you need to understand also, because that's what, you know, if it's in contrast to, patriarchy refers just to a system of social relations which are not only male-dominated, but they're male-centered. And we still live in that male-dominated society because mostly it's men who hold the positions of authority, political, economic, religious, militaristic, and domestic. Under this flag, there's this power imbalance between men and women in all aspects of life still to this day. And, you know, any individual man can actually go out and claim or become more or less powerful. But it tells you that there is a benefit for men in some way for every man from that point of view in that imbalance. And I'm not including all men think this way. I'm just saying that that's the dynamic of society at this point. Am I being clear about that?
Yeah, I think anyone who is paying attention knows that this is, you know, has been a male-run society and mostly white men. You know, it's just the facts, Jack.
Well, in in a patriarchal society, women are often romanticized, put on pedestals, but it doesn't translate into real power or equality.
Sure.
Women today attain power only to the extent of their embrace of patriarchal values, and I would use as my example Hillary Clinton. And she's a war hawk. She's corporate-owned, you know. Patriarchy harms both men and women, you know. It's a system which men rule over women, but it's also one where few men rule over other men, you know, on the hierarchical ladder there, because men are always cut that break. It's true. Under this system, it teaches men to idolize autonomy and to avoid connection with other people and with their own selves. I mean, look, our society is all about get rich, get famous. I mean, you follow. That's very patriarchal. That is not community-based.
Yeah. Care more about what Snooki is doing or Britney Spears and, you know, that she showed her crotch than, like, anything that really matters. Yeah, sure. I mean, it's all the pride. It really does come down to the us versus them, you know. Like, it's amazing how it just comes to the greed. It's the fear of the blacks. I mean, why would these people, government on down to the average white Joe that is like, you know, screw you niggers, you know, all that business. Like, why? Why does it matter? Why? Well, it's got to be out of fear. And it's the same thing with women walking around in burqas, you know. Why? Why is a woman's ankle such a threat to you? Well, because you can't control yourself. You don't know what to do with yourself. You know, well, that's their problem, but it's become our problem, right? So it's everybody's problem, because it's a problem.
Well, yeah. Well, and this is about the disfranchising of the goddess. And
right.
The need for the goddess to be grounded on the planet, because under the patriarchal society systems that are currently in control of the massive choices on this planet right now, it impoverishes our inner lives. It has impoverished our spirituality. It has impoverished our abundance and our resources of what is most value to humanity, is to be in balance with the community and with the earth, because then we aren't polluting, we aren't raping the earth for resources that are insane and dangerous and collective, you know, weapons. It's that way. I don't think that under matriarchy there wouldn't be protective, you know, or even militaristic organizations. I'm saying that it's out of balance, and this imbalance has put us as paupers on the spiritual level to ourselves. We have no value of our true inner beingness anymore. And all of those disciplines that are, you know, from yoga to, you know, Christian faith to the monotheisms to anything, there is something that is held back in the ones that are, you know, the ones that are really giving us spiritual cleansing. Hang on.
I have two boxes for you. Two small boxes.
Hail the mailman. Mailman, wait for the mail.
I got the boxes right here. I'm on radio live, so it's kind of a weird thing. Thank you for being patient, listener. But Zarzai says go bow.
anyone heard what she said.
No, I know what you were on regular person more today because.
Oh, it was yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you, sweetie.
All right.
Finally. Man, thank you.
Mailman.
Call 3 minutes.
Typical Mercury retrograde, right? You know, that wait a minute, hold it, you go, I go. No, we all go. No, no one's going. Like we said, you just gotta laugh about it.
The last 2 days I have been boom, boom, boom. I mean, it's like watching an astral punching bag. And I just have to laugh. We all have to laugh. Nothing is, you know, we're talking about what is of true value. Well, you know, being good to yourself and aligning with your own integrity. And it's very much in my integrity that my clients, customers, anybody that is reaching out for Daughter's Devices gets it when they should. Okay, commercial over with. For the U.S. Postal Service and Priority Mail and Daughter's Devices.
That's nice.
You went sailing by here yesterday. Anyway. So the movement towards equal rights for women is, you know, it's been great. But, we shouldn't confuse it with challenging patriarchal institutions, because it hasn't really gone to that you know, the law, the amendments, everything that we're trying to do in several countries. It just hasn't happened yet.
I just have a feeling that it's all going to come at the same time. Like, if anything's coming, it's all coming at the same time. It's women and some real equality in wages. It's real wages for a living wage, you know, minimum wage. It's let's stop being fracking and all this business. Like, I think it all just has to come at the same time. I think we're waiting for an avalanche here of change. I mean, that's what I'm looking at. And really, to focus on any other outcome doesn't help anything. I mean, the more we focus on that outcome, the quicker that outcome can come.
Well, you know, there's also the role of dualism and the yin-yang and how it can anchor into old ways, like male versus female, heaven versus earth, mind versus body, human versus animal, spirit versus matter. When we look at it from the more feminine approach, the more left or right side of the brain, the more yin aspect, then we see that male and female are an intertwined harmony within the individual. That heaven is earth, that mind does make the body, that humans are completely capable of interactive relationships with the animal and plant kingdom that resides alongside of us in a way that's never been thought of before, you know? Let me rephrase that in a way that hasn't actually been dynamic in thousands of years.
Right.
A subject versus an object. Well, that's, you know, semantics again, too. Culture versus nature. Culture is anchored in nature if we only look at it from the feminine perspective. You know, there's no light without dark.
Right.
There's no black without white, or white without black, good without evil, evil without good. So these dualisms, this yin-yang of dualistic dance, is something that we're meant to evolve beyond.
Yeah. Sure, getting in touch with the male and female inside of each of us, and then even to at least understand male and female perspectives into sexuality. Once you can get in touch with that, you can see all the different expressions that you and ways you can come from within. And then again, to judge someone else's lifestyle is idiocy. You know, it just doesn't compute once you understand that you have all of these things inside of you, and you know, a focus in any direction could be your reality. You know.
And dualism are hierarchical. The first element is valued, privileged, and sacralized. And then the second is devalued, unprivileged, and desecrated. You know? They're interrelated. Male is equated with heaven, mind, human, while female is equated with earth, body, animal, you see, or the shamanistic, you know. They reinforce this paradigm that, you know, the 1% is clinging to desperately at this point to hold on to all the marbles. And this is how we are divided against one another. It's some of the easy tools are culture and borders and boundaries, but this is why we have this divide against, and it'll come back to one having dominion over the other, men over women at this point. I'm sure it could be an equal catastrophe if it were slanted in the other direction completely too. You follow?
Sure. Just like any kind of blanketed, you know, a bunch of girls get together and they're like, well, that's just how a man is, and a man is a dog, and man is this. And then a bunch of guys that get together and talk about how women are all crazy and, you know, you got to keep that bitch down and all that. You know, that's really where all of that, you know, that those silly little conversations getting stuck in something where everything is a blanket statement about the other, you know. I mean,
yeah.
And tabloid news, and even the news, it's the same way. It's like you said, it's pitting one against the other, keeping you in a versus and dual thinking so that you never embrace both of them, because then you can actually have some inner peace there. They both exist. They're both like that, and neither one of them are like that. And that's the end of the story. Right?
Yeah. Well, and what the conversation is about too, very clearly now, becomes it has evolved to women in nature, the ecofeminism, and it becomes the part of the deep ecology, but the discussion is the idea that the oppression of women and the abuse of the environment are a related phenomenon. They come out of this patriarchal dualism and the hierarchy and power structures and dominionscape, you know. Ecofeminists, they explore the intersection between sexism and environmental desecration with racism and class exploitation, where I think is a very valuable statement there. The ecofeminists will argue, like someone like Starhawk, you know, that certain races and social classes have also been oppressed through their association with nature. Hello? I mean, you know, I opened with the witch's rune or chant that aligns us with the mother. And basically, there are a lot of people who would call that, you know, a heresy. Do you understand? You know, they don't approve of that.
What is there not to approve of? I understand what you're saying, but, you know, It's just so silly. Because if it wasn't for mothers, nobody would be here. And if it wasn't for planet Mother Earth, we would never be here. So, you know.
Well,
it's hard to give any kind of...
Equally, we would not be here without Daddy. And, you know, the Sky
sure.
Father.
Sure.
And
absolutely.
And it's, but you and I embrace both. Whereas the majority of people, I mean, even in my own thinking patterns, I have pre-programmed from childhood and probably, you know, lifetimes behind me here, a patriarchal sense of strategizing. I mean, there's a warrior inside of me that, you know, oh, I don't think so. And I mm-hmm. use the chessboard and move the pieces around. When the chessboard should now just be a wonderful beginning to a crazy new labyrinth that allows us to walk among the pieces and experience them all instead of bringing them down. Oh boy, that was weird, but it works. I know it
yeah.
works.
Yeah.
You know, the denigration of women. and all of ecofeminism and everything was a bit started with Hellenistic, you know, the gods and gods pantheon from the Greco-Roman culture. You can see the hierarchy refine itself there. Do you know what I mean? And we got all these glorious, and believe me, I love these the myths of culture, especially the hero's journey, which speak to this is the time of the hero's journey for the feminine. I think that's the statement I want to come up with.
Well, they do say it's the time of the daughter because that's the completion of the cycle. We started with the matriarchy and loving the mother, and then it became the patriarchy, the big daddy. And then we went into Jesus, Muhammad, you know, the son. It's the time, it's been the time of the son, and now it's the time of the daughter.
Yeah. Excellent. Yes, it's time for the daughter. It's time for the new spring of magic and alignment to the planet and to nature for it to blossom and grow.
Yourself from an interesting perspective of the daughter, who also can be and may be the mother, who is also, you know, the sister, is also, you know, in love with the boy or the girl or whatever. Like, it's a very interesting, 2.0. You know what I mean? Encompassing everything. And then from this other perspective of, well, you know, I don't have to really take care of anyone. So what do I choose to do? What do I choose to care about from my feminine perspective? Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes. And you know, in the Age of Enlightenment, when the patriarchy really took hold through science and... the discoveries and modern science's anchor and beginning to pole vault us through an evolutionary process, I find that technology just might be a tool because it's a communication tool. It just might be the tool of the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
absolutely.
Look, we call it... Yeah, go. No, you...
Well, just... The daughter being this idea of, you know, using what's new, it denotes like a youth of, okay, I'm in the times here. I am part of the times. But I think that is in anyone. It doesn't matter what your chronological age is. You know, you always have the son, the daughter, the young, the youth in you. So it's a new perspective of inclusion and using what's available to you quickly. So, yeah, internet for sure.
Yeah. You're talking about the daughter, and there's another it follows right after ecofeminism on this series. It's called The Maidens of the Well. And it begins by talking about the Grail myth, you know, the Arthurian myth. And it's past the Fisher King and the Grail Castle and all this, but it's the ladies of the lake and of Avalon that take Arthur to be healed.
Right.
And I think that is a potent seed in the daughter paradigm, you know, the evolutionary platform that we're at. I've always been very connected to the Arthurian story. And perhaps this is one of them. Who of us is not? I think most women and young women are completely captured by the hero story of the ladies of the lake. You know?
Yeah. I just added that to my Netflix. Wow, my voice is so delayed.
I hear myself like 3 seconds later talking.
Uh-oh. We've got a
I'll call
funky
back
connection.
In. I'll call back in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what we're doing here is we're talking about ecofeminism, the need for grounding the goddess, and a very interesting point of view, which is that it is the age of the daughter. How are you doing now?
Let's see. Oh, much better. Thank goodness. No, it's not, actually.
It's a slower delay.
Oh, wow.
I have to wait for myself to talk.
Well, we can't do that. Well,
yeah.
You know,
right.
we're leaving people with a great idea. And next week, they can tune in to listen to us talk about the paradigm of the daughter.
Yeah, it's a shame because I really enjoyed this conversation.
Did you hear me? It's a great conversation, but if you're getting that call back, that means that the recording is probably getting it too.
Mm. All right, what are you going to do?
I think it'll make a really wonderful topic next week, and next week we'll use Skype.
Cool, that would be great because, you know, Mercury retrograde has started today. I've already had five different examples of it.
Get in line, honey. It's a beautiful topic, and perhaps we can find someone who will come in and speak with us about this, the paradigm of the daughter, the consciousness shift.
Right. That sounds great.
Okay, so we are 20 minutes away from our usual end time. We will just take that much more time next week.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
Bye, Mercury retrograde. What are you going to do, man? You got to back away.
This has been The Consciousness Shift with Nicole Tomasini, and you can find her here on Monday evening at 7 p.m. with Spirit Therapy. Please go and check out spirittherapynyc.com. And I'm getting that in there.
Nice.
And always remember, Consciousness Shift is sponsored by DaughtersOfIsis.com, the fragrant memories of our ancestors, some hero myths to ponder over there. Thank you for listening. We'll be back with you next Saturday.